CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Blake, how's it going? Look at you all chipper this morning. How's it going?
I'm good.
How you doing, brother?
I'm well.
You're
so famous, Blake.
I understand. Old Instagram getting deleted.
Yes.
There's a new Instagram.
Correct. I've had it for a while.
You have.
I'm just now taking it more seriously.
It's very, very nice photography on this new Instagram. I just took a gander of it. It's like black and white kind of style.
Yeah, that's the vibe that I sort of want to get.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mr. Red's Lair.
Yes.
Joining me, as always, is my podcast engineer, Blake.
Hello.
Talented fellow in his own right. He has this. He did this music that everybody loves.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about new roads later on. You know, new roads of the company and new roads of Blake. New roads of all of us. And Rudy is behind the scenes as the producer.
Woo.
And we are in. We are ready to do our show day, right?
Yeah.
Right, Blake?
Sorry,
okay.
I'm late.
No worries. Okay. Is there anything you care to discuss about the reason of your lateness? Like, was there a reason?
No, I was just held back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, part of the new roads, we won't be late, right?
Like,
part of the new roads, no more lateness.
Yeah.
We're good with on time, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I don't mean to sound like a,
fucking.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not. I don't want to come down on you for. You know, the general time is like 11. It's like sort of around that time you roll in. Like Jimmy rolls in around 11 and stuff. Others, they come in on the dot because that's expected of them. But with Blake, it's like rock and roll Blake, right?
Not anymore.
Because of the new roads.
Yes.
The new roads.
Yes.
We're going on new roads. Blake, are you ready to go on new roads with Wild 7?
Yes.
New roads.
Yes.
You know what?
Let's do it.
Fuck it. You know what? We could just talk here too, you know, just about the new roads. Just a little bit. Nothing like too personal or anything.
Okay.
But, you know, Blake, here, I'll you know what? I should have faded it out because that would have been the respect.
Cool.
But, Blake, you came to us a while ago as an intern.
Correct.
And we have grown together.
Yeah.
And I feel like we are going to expand. We are growing as a company, and we wanted you to be with us in these new roads and stuff. Blake, I will tell you this now. Because I don't think it's a violation of privacy.
Okay.
I think if the podcast audience knows this, that's okay.
Okay.
A while ago, you provided a bank of music.
Yes.
That I was to listen to, and in case I needed anything, I can kind of like, you know, we could work out a deal, and I could use the music and whatnot. And so now we have a new project, and I'd like to use your music for the project. It's called THC Turbo Hyper Commandos. It's a cartoon. It's animated. After we do our fun with Jimmy, I'll show you some clips of it and stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, and we can, you know, that's part of the new roads.
Awesome.
You'll come on time, of course. I know this. I know this, Blake, because you're valuable. A friend of mine said you have a mystique to you. Did you know this? He said Blake has a mystique.
Who's the friend?
Dr. Mo. Shout out Dr. Mo. He said Blake has a cool presence.
Yes.
Yeah, you met Dr. Mo.
Yeah.
You know. Shout out Dr. Mo and Dr. Mo's family and everything. Blake, I got to let you in on something that's happening. Okay.
Let's do it.
I got to ask you a question before we begin. Have you seen The Sopranos?
Only a couple episodes.
Okay. That's okay. Because you just need to know the basics. We are a company. We're going on new roads. Show business is like a mafia movie. Like every company is like a different crew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, lines are being drawn in the sand with something. And I need to bring it to your attention. And the thing is, you might hear this word in the Stugatz. Stugatz.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No.
It means dick. You know, like it means like somebody's being a Stugatz. You say, hey, you're being a Stugatz. Stop being a Stugatz. I've been watching The Sopranos. It's really influencing my behavior.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I see.
And so basically, something is happening that I want to let you in on.
Okay.
Okay. And we got to choose our side.
All right.
And I'll show you some clips pertaining to this issue, but we're going to choose our side. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know a guy named DJ Vlad?
I'm so bad with names. You probably have to show me a picture.
He does these hip hop. He does a lot of hip hop interviews, but just interviews in culture in general.
Okay.
And his interview style is he's just talking to the person. You never see him. You might have seen clips. In fact, I'll pull up something of his. Like I'll pull up like his page so you see. I mean, in fact, this is his page. You see, this is him talking to Alan Hughes. Sorry, my Bluetooth isn't on. Have you seen this logo and stuff like that? Have you ever seen any artists that you enjoy?
Probably.
Yeah, like his interview style is like this. In fact, you can't see this podcast audience, but I'm just showing him. Like he just talks to the person, and they just kind of, you know, talk to him back.
Yeah, so, I've heard of
you've heard of DJ Vlad.
Like, I don't know him, but like I've seen.
Nor I.
Some, like,
I'll be honest. Yeah. The only reason I know of him is because he has done a series of really great interviews with the actor that I appreciate, Michael Jai White. We've mentioned him before. You know, he's a martial artist and he's an action star. He's my favorite action star.
Awesome,
Michael Jai White, you're the man. And so, in his interview with Michael Jai White, and I witnessed this in the interview while I was watching it on my phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, and this is where the seeds of the gang war are going to start. And I'm not saying, just like Tony Soprano, we gotta choose the right side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can't be a Stugatz.
Correct.
You know, can't be a Stromboloni, a little fucking Mafafangul. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Blake? Okay, so basically, and I witnessed this.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Vlad is talking to Michael Jai White.
Okay.
And then he mentions Tyrese. You know Tyrese?
Yes, from Fast
Furious. From the Fast and Furious. Did you see the last Fast and Furious?
I have not yet.
You haven't? Okay.
Blake, have you?
I have. And I have to say something. Blake, we always assume you're too cool for school, so sometimes when we go do something, we just assume you don't even want to go. So we don't even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, I get that too with the parties and stuff. Like, I'll meet people, and then they'll start to invite me to parties. They'll notice I don't go. And then they just don't invite me because it's like, and it's fine. There's no hard feelings. But I'm going to start, because that's part of the new roads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? New roads. We're going to start inviting you to places, even if you don't want to go, even if you're too cool for school. So we went to Fast and Furious. Jimmy, April, and Chris, and I. And honestly, I just didn't think to invite you because I just didn't think you would want to go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, you sort of did the right decision because I honestly don't really want to see
it. Okay, cool. Cool.
The new Fast and Furious movies just are like outrageous.
They're silly.
Like in the last one, they were like, weren't they in space?
Yeah, they went. Ludacris and Tyrese went to space.
Like
just
outrageous.
Well, here's the thing. Don't think Tyrese the fool, because we may have to. It's like in our crew, the Wild 7 crew, we're caught between these two gangs. And we got to just choose, align ourselves with the right side.
Correct.
So basically, Vlad made, you know what? I'll just show you. You know what? Let me connect my fucking. Could you connect? No, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm going to connect my Bluetooth to the Rode, and then we're just going to hear what Tyrese said. Okay. But basically, Vlad has made fun of Tyrese because I don't even know if he was making fun of him. He's talking to Michael Jai White, and then he says, hey, you know, Tyrese said that he wants to get Martin Luther King's son and this other dude that's like a civil rights guy to come to court with him so they can protest unfair child support laws and stuff. And then Vlad basically goes like, I don't think Martin Luther King had that in mind when he, you know, did his march in Selma or whatever he said, uh-huh. right? Tyrese took offense to this. And the thing is, Michael Jai White, who was being interviewed, he was totally, as he is, classy about it. Like, he was just like, whatever. Like, he sort of stayed out of it and stuff.
Wait,
and,
so you said Michael, who's Michael?
Okay. So Michael Jai White is being interviewed by
Vlad.
Uh-huh. And then Vlad brings up the fact that Tyrese asked Martin Luther King Jr.'s son and this other dude, whose name escapes me, I apologize, to go to the steps of a courthouse to protest unfair child support laws because apparently the judge is asking him to pay a lot of money and stuff. And that's his situation, Tyrese.
Okay.
So Vlad mentions this, and it seems as though he's mentioned this a few times to other guests. Like, Michael Jai White is not the only one. So I think when in this clip, if you hear Tyrese talk about other guests, I don't think he's talking about Michael Jai White. Michael Jai White can kick anybody's ass. He's like tough. I don't think Tyrese would say that about him.
Information, facts,
real people,
real time,
the bottom line,
all the hard-hitting news,
only on Boy Talk.
And we're back. Okay, wow, what a commercial. Fuck, so then how do I connect fucking my... there we go. We are connected. Okay, cool. So this is Tyrese's response. And I just want you to see that, like, I think I side with Tyrese in this because I just do. And Vlad, though, like in the sort of Soprano style...
Is Vlad... interviewing Tyrese?
No, he interviewed Michael Jai White. In fact, Tyrese will explain it to us. Emmanuel, just show these clips of Tyrese. I don't think he'll hit us with a copyright claim. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like everybody. Yeah. So, okay, cool. Let's just. All right. Check this out.
Okay.
So, this is the seeds of war.
They say controversy sells, right? They saying, like, yo, man, why would you go up and go in on Vlad? All you doing is sending him more followers and giving him more attention. I disagree with that. This is different. I want y'all to understand that this goof right here, this fucking goofy ass dude, disrespected the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This man disrespected on multiple occasions. Disrespected. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And y'all gonna keep going on his show?
So basically, he
this dude here.
Who's Elijah Muhammad?
Okay, now here's the thing where I'm confused, okay? I admit.
Yeah, I'm confused as well.
It's not my my thing, the Nation of Islam. It's not my thing. I once read the autobiography of Malcolm X, and there was his mentor figure was Elijah Muhammad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's talking about that Elijah Muhammad, because that Elijah Muhammad, there were some controversies with him in Malcolm X's life. Like, they did part ways. Uh-huh. And so depending on who you're down with, I guess, you like one or the other or whatever. But he's saying that Vlad disrespected Elijah Muhammad by saying all these things. So let me cut to, like, just a little Because he gets really heated and stuff here.
He offered me $10,000.
He says he offered him $10,000 to do a show.
Dude, they all in my comment, they said the dude's net worth is $5 million. How the fuck did you get $5 million? You got $5 million off of black culture while putting us in jail.
You see, a lot of people, I guess, would come onto his show and then say things that incriminate themselves, and then they would get arrested. And Tyrese is basically saying, fuck you. You're like capitalizing off of our culture, and then you're like clowning on me. I'm not playing that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get gangster. Whose side do we take? I think Tyrese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we take Tyrese's side. Because this is like The Sopranos. I mean, if you've really seen The Sopranos.
So.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just confused on why DJ Vlad asked Michael Jai White the question about Tyrese.
Well, that's the thing I think he's trying to instigate. Now, here's the thing. As a Stugatz, okay? The Fafangul, the motherfuckers, they want war all the time. I don't want war between these two parties. I kind of like DJ Vlad's interviews with Michael Jai White. I hope he does like a lot of interviews with Michael Jai White. They're really fun. But the fucking Disgraziata. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking Disgraziata, they want war between the people and me. I Blake, I'm being real with you, okay? Yeah. Let's put aside DJ Vlad for one fucking second. Do you know why I really like The Sopranos? I straight up get, like, I've gotten panic attacks like him, where, like, you can't breathe and shit. And war makes me uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, war makes me really uncomfortable. So what I'm saying is, we have every interest to keep the peace between these two people.
Correct.
Mafafangula war.
Yeah.
Disgraziata war. You know what I mean? I'm not into it. So what I'm proposing is maybe DJ Vlad can come here and we can talk to him and we'll talk to Tyrese. So now here's the thing. The reason I'll be real, totally 100% real with you, okay? All goofery aside. The reason I even bring this up is because of something called the Taylor's Honor. Do you know what that means? The Taylor's Honor is when you help someone in tailoring, you show honor to them forever. My family has done garments for Tyrese.
Okay.
They did a beautiful, like kind of scarlet gown, like kind of jacket that a designer named Purcell, that was his stylist at the time or was working with him at the time. We did that for him. And so the Taylor's Honor dictates that I take his side.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we have to. You know what? We'll be right back after these messages from great companies or from Wild 7. Watch Debbie and the Devil on Tubi. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, nerds. It is I, Mr. Red, Horseman of the Apocalypse.
You are about to experience the shocking true story of the making of one of humanity's greatest works of cinema, Wild Seven's horror film, Debbie and the Devil. You may be asking yourself, what is Debbie and the Devil? Well, sit back and relax, because you're about to find out. And we're back. Okay. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We can do that and shit now. We have like sponsors and stuff. But I mean, the thing is, you want to say to Vlad, you know, you disrespected the game.
Uh-huh.
Like Sharp. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
And then I guess I'm confused because in the video that you showed me, he's not talking about child labor laws, right? Isn't that what you said earlier?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, okay, well, here's the thing with Tyrese. And the Taylor's Honor dictates that I'm not going to make light of this. Tyrese has, on several occasions, he's a very, and I say this with respect because of the Taylor's Honor, uh-huh. Tyrese. He's very emotional sometimes.
Correct.
And he can sometimes go on social media and share his emotions.
Yes.
Do I roll that way? Not exactly. I share my emotions here, but I don't like emotions to get the best of me.
Correct.
Tyrese, though, sees no problem with displaying his emotions, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's you know, I think society is very toxic that tells men we shouldn't cry and we shouldn't show our emotions. And then the other thing is, you and I, we don't know what it's like to have a kid and to have a woman that's thieving and stealing, you know? So we don't know.
Wait, who's doing that?
No. I mean, apparently he's saying that she's
who's she?
His wife.
Oh.
She wants, it's a whole thing. It's a whole Stugatz thing. But we have to be aware of these situations that go on in show business.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because we're in business, baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're in business, you know? But, you know, it's Vlad is playing a very dangerous game.
Yes.
Because he's not just fucking with Tyrese. He's fucking with the Taylor's Honor.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to the mattresses. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means fucking war, my friend.
Because
if you fuck with Tyrese, you fuck with me. And if you fuck with Michael Jai White, good luck. Good fucking luck. You know what I mean, Blake?
Yeah.
We're drawing lines in the sand.
Correct.
Vlad, this isn't a game. This isn't fucking Roblox. You know what I mean, Blake? Yeah. Blake, what's going on with you?
I'm just listening.
No. I mean, what's going on with you in general?
Oh.
You seem to be in a transitional place.
Yeah, I have... Long story short, I got accepted to a job that I applied for. Where just it would be my new transition to what I want to do for the rest of my life, essentially for my career.
Wait, whoa, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do you remember when I asked you if I could use you for like a recommendation?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that job, accepted me. So I'll be working for them. Fall. And I'd be just helping kids academically, emotionally.
Oh, that gig. Yeah. I wrote a whole like novel about you.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Blake is the great, honest to God. Stugatz, motherfucker. Stugatz. Dude, I wrote such a glowing. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
No.
They first of all, I'm really happy. What is this job again?
It's called City Year.
Okay, for a second, I was freaking out because I thought you were joining another gang.
No.
But this gang is in keeping with what we do.
Correct.
And by the way, at some point, Wild 7, we have to reach out to the Tupac Amaru Foundation for the Arts. That's been my intention for ever since I came up with this idea. And then I saw Hey Mama, or Dear Mama, sorry. Did you watch that?
Unfortunately, I don't have Hulu.
Okay. So. When you want to watch it, let me know. I'll give you my login.
Okay.
Sorry, Hulu. But You have to watch it. Okay. It's so great. Just on the level of music and on the little level of...
Did you hear that he just got his star on Hollywood?
I did. Thank God. These Stugatz motherfuckers in Hollywood finally recognize the true prophet. Peace be upon him. Stugatz motherfuckers. You know. The thing that I like about Tony, by the way, just a little side thing. He just eats and fucks and punches people. Like, that's all he does. It's the greatest thing. I love it. And I want to kind of live like that. But like, happy fucking. Yeah. His fucking is, like, so... Like, Rudy, remember when he got with that girl that she had a car dealership? And then she's like... She turns out to be a little cuckoo Malou. And then she... Oh, my God. She calls him. She's like, Tony, please. And he's like, oh, come on. Please stop. You know? And then, dude, there's this part. Okay, listen. Tony's kind of a G, okay? He messes around with this girl. And then she starts fucking around with his family life. Like, she starts snooping around his wife. Uh-huh. And then Tony sends a guy. I don't condone this. But in a mafia world, it's what you got to do. Because the thing is, these mafia guys, they don't just have wives. They have gumas. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like your girlfriend. Mm. On Friday night, I take my wife. Yeah. Saturday night, I take my guma. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how they roll. How they keep their fingers from smelling fishy, I don't know. but they manage, you know? Anyway. But they manage. Because you know how these New Jersey broads are. You know what I mean? You know? Right, Blake?
Sure, yeah.
You know, they're fun. They're fun girls. Vlad, this isn't a game. This is not Roblox. This is not Super Mario Brothers. This is the real deal.
Right.
Back to this gig that you got.
Yes.
This is helping kids?
Yeah, I'll be helping... I'm not sure yet, but I'll be helping... I could be helping elementary kids, middle school kids, or high schoolers. Academically... with social emotional learning and also with after school programs. Basically Monday through Friday this fall.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Kids get fucked up if you yell at them. Don't yell at them. I you're not a yeller, you know what I mean?
But you'd have to get to that point to yell.
right. Like if like I was working there and they'd be like, Mr. Red, I'm like, Shut up. You know. That's awesome, Blake. Yeah. I remember you sent me that recommendation. That's really great. That's really great. I was afraid it was like Warner Brothers came and they were like, you fuck Wild 7 and fuck this crew that you've been a part of and stuff and come roll with the evil.
No.
Evil. You know? But you're not a Stugatz.
No.
You're a good man. You're one of ours.
Have you guys striked yet?
We're striking. I think we're striking. Yeah. We're doing that. I saw pictures of the picketers, and I was like, these guys know what's up. They're good guys, I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm technically in a weird place because I write, but then I run the studio with my partners. So I don't know. I'm half.
Okay.
I'm like half. Let's respect the writers and their talents, and then half. Let's just use ChatGPT for everything. You get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like there's what they call a dichotomy.
Uh-huh.
Two sides at war with one another. Let's practice you with the kids, okay?
Okay.
I'm crying.
Okay.
Just be like, why are you crying?
Why are you crying? What's wrong, Nas?
Blake, my daddy always hits me and I cry.
Well, unfortunately, I can't really tell you what I would do in that situation. And I apologize for what you have to go through at home.
Do you know what you have to do? I saw this one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called Kindergarten Cop. And he notices that one of the kids has bruises on him. And then, like, he goes, like, oh, he realizes the kid's getting abused. Then he goes outside. He sees the dad. He's like, you hit the boy? I hit you. Motherfucker. You know? Fucking kick his ass. If any of these people, anybody, like... tries to corrupt these children, you tell us, we'll go beat their ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what else do you play, like mind games with them, or like thought exercises, or it's just kind of emotional stuff?
I basically just be helping them like in school. So I go to like a middle school or elementary school or high school and help them through like the day and essentially through the whole school year.
That's beautiful, yeah. Blake. That's beautiful. That's you're a good person. I wrote in the recommendation so many like nice things. I said like the kids would be lucky if they had Blake. He's shown an emotional maturity. I might even have it. Like, but I was being honest. I was being completely honest. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like,
yeah, I appreciate it.
I wasn't like hiding anything.
They probably, that's probably why they didn't have me what am I trying to say? That's probably why I didn't have a second interview.
Oh, dude, I cut you right in front of the Stugatz line. By the way, speaking of which, like we went to Cinegear, or I'll talk to Jimmy about it. I'll talk to Jimmy about it, but it was an interesting thing. But let me look at my notes here. Go ahead. Whoa.
Oh, no. I was going to ask what's
Cinegear? Yeah. It's like a convention. And again, we didn't invite you because we just don't think you care. You know what I mean? Like, but it's a convention for all of the camera and lighting and stuff.
I think I saw on probably April's.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, we went there. Instagram she won a contest, like a cool raffle, because we always win.
Yeah.
Because we're not fucking Stugatz motherfuckers here with our fucking calzones in our hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a fucking Stugatz trying to start war with Vlad and Tyrese. I ain't having it because it's bad for business. You know what I'm saying, my man? You know? And you're captain.
Yeah.
You're captain. You know what I'm saying? There is Captain Morgan, of course. But you're captain, these Stugatz motherfuckers. And these fucking kids are going to learn a little thing about respect from you. You know?
Definitely.
I eat meatballs every day.
Do you really?
No. But are you Italian a little bit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you ain't no Stugatz. You're a real...
I'm real Italian.
You're a real paisano. Paisano calzone.
Yeah, my mom's Italian and Puerto Rican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Hold on. There was a note about that.
But
right. No, I mean, you know.
Never been though. Wanna
Italy?
Wanna go to Italy really bad.
I'm gonna go to Italy. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna eat pasta. I don't have a plan now, but in my life I will go to Italy, eat pasta, get some pichetta, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what pichetta means, right? Means vagina. Did you know that?
Yeah. No. And I could read your body language.
Pichetta. Yeah. And then they say in Italy, if you go up to any girl and you just go, pichetta, they like that. You get a wife like that.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm just gonna Pisolino means wiener. Mm. You know? These are the Stugatz words that you gotta know in the mafia. Yeah, Tyrese, don't go cutting off Vlad's Pisolino there, you know, like and putting it in his mouth like that, you know, like, dude, Tyrese, he's not somebody to fuck with. One time some guy made fun of him and then he made a video of him like, and then it turns out it was staged, but it was still alarming that he did it. Like he made a video of him with the guy tied up.
Oh shit.
And he was like, motherfucker, you joke about me? And it was very, very, very mafia.
Damn.
He's no Stugatz, I tell you that much, my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a good warm-up. How many minutes we got on?
29.
We good. Yeah. I just wanted to warm up a little bit with Blake, talking about a little Stugatz. By the way, I just got to say something. Over the weekend, this past weekend, I saw this movie called The Yakuza, and it was directed by Sidney Pollack, and it starred Robert Mitchum, who's like this cool older actor. He's one of my favorite, like, old-timey actors, like classic actors, you know? He's got a cool face and shit. And I saw this movie, and then I realized as I was watching it that, like, when I was younger, like 19 or 18, Sidney Pollack came into the, you know, the Magic Tailoring Shop. That's where the Taylor Honor come. And I hadn't seen any film of his to my knowledge, and I just knew about this one movie called They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, that Paul Thomas Anderson reference in a music video that he did. So then I went up to him and I think I was a little stoned too, and I was like, he came into the shop and I was like, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Is a really good movie. And then he was like, oh, okay, this is kind of an old movie, but cool story, bro. And then I just wish I had seen Yakuza at that time so I could have told him. And you know what happened to him after I said that to him? He fucking died.
Damn, really?
Yeah, not right there, but he died later. And then I was like, fuck, I wish I saw like a movie of his. And then, you know, he was an actor, too. He had, like, one of those faces that he just looks like a rich man. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like a rich man face, frizzy hair, and you know, like he's like he was a nice guy. He was cool. He was actually cool to me. He was nice. Cool. You know, that's all.
Awesome.
I was kind of a young Stugatz motherfucker back then, getting the signal. You know what, gang? That's good for a little Blake. You know, I just wanted to chill with you just for a second, talk about those new roads.
Yes.
I'm really happy for you. Blake, honest to God, real talk. It shows me that you're not demented. It shows me that you know what's right. You're out here to help. God put your universe, whatever, Buddha, Zeus, whoever, you know, whatever your belief system, whether it be Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, you're here for a reason, to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
And not be a Stugatz.
Correct.
I want Emmanuel to count how many times I said Stugatz in this episode. and just have a little counter, okay? And we'll talk about that in the intro. I'll say, you'll count Stugatz. Stugatz, 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 Stugatz. Okay. And that's it, dude. So when did you get the good news about this, by the way?
Shit. I think Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. This is part of the new roads with us.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I will be like super busy though, so I don't know.
The thing is, Blake,
I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, you know how we roll and stuff.
Yeah.
We let you know at least a week and a half in advance of our show days. And we'll work with you. We'll always work with you. We like you, Blake. You're a good kid. You're not demented. You know, like most people are. You'd be surprised. All right. All right. And let's leave it with this beautiful music. Was I upset that you were late? No. I don't care that much about certain things, you know? Like on days, but part of the new roads, you won't be late.
Correct.
We'll be on time. Okay. Yes. So follow us on Instagram at Wild7Studios. Follow me on Twitter at Mr.NosRed. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.NosRed. Blake, you have a new Instagram?
Follow me on Oaktown. Oak, like A-O, shit, I cannot spell. O-A-K-T-W-N, Blake.
It's very classy. It's very, you know, like a classy page. You put together nice black and white photos and whatnot. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool. It's very nice. I like the rebranding. Also, check out Amigas on Tubi and Debbie and the Devil on Tubi. Amigas is our telenovela, which will be continuing. The story is to be continued. You must follow us every day to find out what happens to the story of the Amigas and Padre Nas. And then also Debbie and the Devil, our horror film, which a lot of people have enjoyed and stuff. Watch it again. We get more bucks that way. You know what I mean? I'm all about the money. You're all about helping kids. I'm about the money, baby. You know, like that's me. Somebody, I've had opportunities in my life to help the kids. Do you know what I said? I was like, fuck that. I'm a capitalist, baby. I ain't Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Blake, you're a good man. You're a good man. You're a good man. That's all I can say.
So you're not going to donate to charity?
You know what's funny? I used to, when Alex Rogers used to work at a dispensary and I would buy weed from him, every year they would have a toy charity. And you would get like free joints if you gave them toys. And so I would do that because I get free joints.
Yeah.
Go buy an action figure. Get a free joint. Nice. Watch G.I. Joe at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, man. Blake, you're a good guy. Good guy. I'm happy about that.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.